Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call about the 2022 annual results of MAHLE Group. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the loud web presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. You can also download the presentation from the MAHLE Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you're invited to ask questions via the web chat or via phone. On the call today, MAHLE Group is represented by Markus Kipown, CFO of MAHLE Group, Martin Welliger, Corporate Executive Vice President, Sales and Application Engineering, Jan-Frederik Thiele, Vice President, Finance and Accounting Europe, and Ralf Jösers, Vice President, Corporate Finance. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Kipown.
Thank you very much. Welcome to our investors update call. My colleagues and I will now present to you the annual results of 2022. After our presentation, we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. Please let me start with the recent news. As of November 1, 2022, I started my position as the CFO of the MAHLE Group. I've been working for the company for almost 20 years, most recently as Vice President, Finance and Accounting Europe. In the same month, Arnd Franz, now CEO and Chairman of the Management Board of the MAHLE Group, returned to MAHLE, where he had previously worked for 18 years. In January this year, Dr. Beate Bungertz has joined as a new member of the board. She took over the position as Corporate Executive Vice President, Human Resources. She had been the Executive Vice President responsible for human resources at the automotive component supplier Kautex Textron. Lastly, Martin Welliger was appointed as a member of the MAHLE Group Management Board, responsible for mechatronics and electronics as of May 1st, 2023. He has worked for MAHLE for almost 20 years, most recently as Corporate Executive Vice President, Sales and Application Engineering. He is the successor to Wilhelm Emperhoff, who is retiring. 2022 was another challenging year for our industry and for MAHLE. This was mainly due to several factors. First, the Russian invasion of Ukraine caused significant geopolitical disruption with far-reaching consequences. Second, the developing inflationary pressure resulted in tighter monetary policy conditions. Third, in addition, further waves of COVID-19 affected economic activity with negative impact on international supply chains. Given these challenges, we have a clear and continuous focus on the consequent execution of sustainable profitability improvement measures. In addition to our already existing program to improve our profitability, which includes the so-called cash tower activities added in the second half of 2022, we have strengthened our current program for 2023, bundling all measures globally, now called Deliver 2023. This program includes several work streams working, for example, on price increases to customers and purchasing cost reduction, working capital improvements, and portfolio rationalization. With these operational measures, we want to set course for an economical successful future. They will allow us to invest in research and development, establish new business areas, and make conscious program acquisitions to complement our portfolio. In the third quarter of 2022, those countermeasures have already begun to take effect and have led to significantly better results than in the first half, which we will show later in more detail. Looking at the global automotive market development, S&P Global shows an increase of 6.6% for passenger cars and light vehicles compared to last year. The recovery in global production was negatively impacted in the first half of 2022 by the ongoing semiconductor shortage, as well as supply chain disruptions due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the COVID-triggered lockdowns in China. While growth in global production in the second half of 2022 was mainly driven by Asia, especially India and China, production constraints remained in the Western regions. In 2023, the production is expected to slightly recover by 3.8%. The same development is expected for the medium and heavy-duty vehicles production. However, it's difficult to foresee the extent to which the consequences of the war in the Ukraine and the ongoing economic challenges mentioned will further impact vehicles production. With regard to the acquisition of new businesses, 2022 was an exceptional year. In fact, the second best in Mahle's history, which acquired lifetime sales of above Euro 11 billion. Around half of it is related to products independent of the internal combustion engine. This is an important step towards a successful future of Mahle and could be achieved despite intensive and effective price renegotiations with customers. Now I would like to hand over to Jan-Fredrik Thiele, who will give you some more insights into our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Markus. Mahle sales outperformed the market growth and increased by 13.7% from 10.9 billion to 12.4 billion euros in the 2022 business year. With this result, we achieved sales above the pre-crisis level of 2019. Equity amounted to 1.67 billion in 2022. The decrease is primarily driven by the net loss for the year. The equity ratio was at a level of 20.2% at the end of the year. Despite the difficult environment, we kept our spendings in research and development with 671 million at a high level, in absolute terms slightly more than in 2021. A clear focus of our activities continued to lie in our strategic core areas of electrification and thermal management in that regard. In the first half of the year, call-offs by our customers were lower than expected due to the disrupted global supply chains and chip shortages. In the second half of the year, the situation eased and call-off volumes increased. We reacted to the challenges posed by the changes in the economic environment and took active countermeasures, which led to a strong improvement of the EBITDA margin in the second half of 2022 and reached a level of 8.3% compared to 2.1% in the first half of the year. In consequence, the net debt to EBITDA ratio leverage could be improved from 4.1 to 2.5. Also, the operating cash flow significantly recovered in the second half of 2022 due to a reduction of working capital and compensations paid by customers, which led to a positive impact on profitability as well. Mahle improved its sales by 13.7% compared to last year, resulting in revenues of 12.4 billion. Despite a challenging market environment, all our business units and profit centers were able to increase their revenues organically, which led to an organic growth rate of 9.7% for the group. In addition, exchange rate effects in the amount of 430 million euro, mainly due to the appreciation of the US dollar, and changes to the consolidation group in the amount of 14 million had a positive impact. The following slide shows the monthly sales development in 2022 and the comparison to previous year and budget. We substantially outperformed our budgeted sales. In the first months of 2023, we are close to our budgeted revenues as well. We were able to close 2022 with a cash inflow from operating activities of 103 million euro. This is lower than last year and mainly driven by the group's net loss for the year and built up in net working capital, predominantly arising from the first half of the year. The net cash outflow of our cash flow from investing activities amounted to 478 million, which was higher than 2021, mainly due to increased expenditure on tangible fixed assets. Cash flow from financing activities showed a net outflow of 361 million, which primarily related to the repayment of the 500 million euro corporate bond and 75 million euro Schuldscheindarlehen. In particular, the loan of 300 million concluded with the European Investment Bank had an imposing effect. I would now like to hand over to Martin Wellhofer.
Thank you, Jan, and a warm welcome everybody also on my side. We all know the transformation speed in our industry is still increasing. According to a market share analysis for electrified light vehicles, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cells, and hybrid engine solutions is set to increase significantly and could rise from just over 13% to around 70% in 2035. The pure BEV share alone will rise to 50%. At region level, we see a more diverse picture. In Europe, the pure BEV share will likely increase significantly to almost 100% in 2035. In China, to 55%, and in North America, to 60%. In other regions of the world, we expect that pure combustion engines will remain at a production share of up to 60% until 2035. This trend also applies to electric medium heavy duty. According to current estimates, the global share of battery vehicles, fuel cells, and hybrid engine solutions of all trucks will grow to 40% in 2035, and 60% remains pure combustion engine. Mahle has clearly positioned itself for the future based on these market scenarios. Based on the market implication and our vision, we shape future mobility as well as our mission, efficiency motion. Mahle is working on the climate neutral mobility of tomorrow. Our aim is to further expanding our position as a system provider in three strategic areas: electrification, soil management, and internal combustion engine. In the area of electrification, Mahle focuses on innovations in the field of electric drive, components for electric charging and batteries, as well as fuel cells. Mahle develops products which help increasing the cruising range, performance, and fast charging capability. The areas of application are vehicles of all kinds, from e-bikes and e-scooters, to passenger cars, to delivery vans, to heavy-duty commercial vehicles, and even off-road applications. Electrification is a field with high market dynamics, and innovation speed is key. And therefore, it has to be highlighted that 70% of our patent applications fall into this area. Soil management is elementary for electrification and a Mahle key component. After three major M&A acquisitions in Europe, North America, and Japan, Mahle is now one of the largest global suppliers of modular and highly efficient thermal management systems for powertrain and interior comfort with a global footprint. We will continue to expand this position. Our strength is that we serve all drive systems and vehicle classes for powertrain, battery, and climate comfort, what I will show you later in more detail. In addition, Mahle will continue to be an important competitive market player in combustion engines with established superior products, lean cost structures, and long-lasting relationships built on high quality standards and customer trust. As long as there is demand for combustion engines on the international markets, we can offer components for highly efficient engines that can also run on e-fuels, hydrogen, or other sustainable fuels. We fully support competitions for innovation and technologies to make the transport of people and goods globally climate neutral. Mahle is already full on track for technology transformation. One of our innovation highlights of the past year is our superior continuous torque e-motor. It eliminates a dilemma of e-motors. Either there's a high peak power or a continuous power. Our Mahle SCT e-motor can do both. Power continuously for high loads, high climbs, and dynamic driving. Additionally, we are also working on wireless charging, which we fully believe is a convenient and promising solution for e-vehicles. We have launched a partnership with Siemens to jointly develop the entire system consisting of infrastructure and vehicle technology. We want to set together the standards for inductive charging systems. A highlight of our cell management portfolio and the heart of the air conditioning system is the electric climate compressor, which we have successfully launched on the market. The Mali e-component portfolio includes the world's most powerful electric compressor with up to 18 kilowatts as well as 800 volt variants with superior noise capabilities. The total order volume to date amounts already to around 1.4 billion euros. As a highlight in the combustion engine portfolio, we see the hydrogen engine. It has the potential to make many heavy-duty applications climate neutral very quickly. Mahler engine components enable maximum efficiency and operational availability with the lowest emission and with competitive costs. The first upcoming already nominated serial products used in construction and agricultural machinery will soon provide evidence of this. These are just major examples from a range of technology highlights shown on the slide. To show that cell management is becoming increasingly important, you can see on this slide two vehicles with components of cell management. On the left side, a vehicle with combustion engine. On the right, an electric vehicle. It is immediately apparent that the cell management requirements for electric vehicles are much more complex than those for vehicles with internal combustion engines. Electrification and cell management are closely connected, and a smart system approach directly results in increasing battery ranges. We are one of the few suppliers with excellent system expertise in both fields, which is highly appreciated by our customers. With this, I would like to thank you all, and I would like to hand over back to Markus Kapal.
Thank you, Martin. For the 23 business year, we expect the market environment to remain challenging. The resulting effects on global economic dynamics and especially on the automotive market are difficult to assess, provided the situation does not deteriorate economically or geopolitically. We nevertheless forecast strong organic sales growth for 2023 to more than 13 billion euros. We expect a significant improvement in EBITDA to be higher than 6% and a net debt to EBITDA leverage of around 2. We are driving forward the structural reorganization of the group globally, consistently continuing the reviews of our worldwide locations and product portfolio, and strengthening our group-wide cost discipline through targeted programs. My colleague Ralf Joses will now give you an update on our financing profile.
Well, thank you, Markus, and welcome everybody. A euro 500 million corporate bond maturing in May 2022 was largely repaid with funds generated by the issuance of a 7-year euro 750 million corporate bond from 2021. Beside capital market activities, Mahle concluded a loan of euro 300 million with the European Investment Bank in August 2022. These additional funds complements already existing syndicated credit line of 1.8 billion, of which euro 1.5 billion run until mid of 2025. An additional financing component is formed by further firmly committed credit lines in the amount of around 189 million, mainly for local funding purposes if central funding is not possible for tax or regulatory reasons. As of the balance sheet date, the drawdown of firmly committed credit lines amount to 319 million. As a result, the unused firmly committed credit lines amounted to euro 1.7 billion at the end of the reporting year and contributed to the financial stability of Mahle Group. We continue using a variety of funding sources and intend to further broaden those. In total, unutilized committed credit lines together with cash amounted to an available liquidity of around 2.3 billion at the end of 2022. We continue to further enhance the transparency to serve our investors' expectations. Besides the actions we took in the past, I would like to point out the following upcoming highlights. For the very first time, the published half-year financials will be reviewed by an external auditor. Also, an ESG fact sheet and a sustainable finance framework are planned to be published in 2023. For Marle, ESG has an ever-increasing importance. Besides our EcoVadis rating with silver medal status, being among the best 25% in 2022, we report on our greenhouse gas emissions as part of the CDP. For 2022, the organization assigned Marle Group's climate protection measure a grade B, which is well above average for our industry and stable compared to last year. Additionally, Marle was rated unsolicited by Sustainalytics, which based their rating on publicly available information to create a so-called ESG risk score. Marle's risk rating improved last year from 23.6 to 17 points, so that Marle is also here among the top 25 of the automotive suppliers. To document our efforts, Marle is publishing a yearly sustainability report on our homepage. In 2020, we set a CO2 reduction target for the Marle Group. By 2040, we aim to be carbon neutral in terms of all direct CO2 emissions and those associated with purchased energy. In Germany, we have already reached this goal in 2021. Our Scope 3 target relate to emissions in the supply chain and emissions from product use and were approved by our management board in November 2022. Emissions in the supply chain and from products use are each to be reduced by 28% from their 2019 level by 2030. Marle's climate targets were submitted to the Science Based Targets Initiative to review at the end of 2022. For the year 2023, we expect the market environment to remain challenging. Nevertheless, we expect a strong organic increase in sales in 2023. We have a clear roadmap for the future. We will strengthen our profitability. As part of our Marle 2030 Plus strategy, we are focusing on electromobility, thermal management and components for efficient, clean combustion engines. We will exploit growth opportunities and expand our market position with a wide range of innovative, highly efficient products and mature system expertise. Thank you very much for your attention. We would now like to start the Q&A session.